And as you just heard in the news, it is just out there that we can now name the person who murdered the British backpacker Grace Mullane. He is 28-year-old Jesse Shane Kempson. This follows the decision by the court that had been considering his appeals against the lifting of his name suppression, the Supreme Court ruling just in the last few minutes. However, that suppression now lapses. Just reading from the court judgment, which we have received. We are satisfied that there would be no substantial miscarriage of justice. If leave to appeal is declined, we consider the arguments the applicant wishes to make to challenge the suppression decision have insufficient prospects of success to justify an appeal to this court. And further in the court's judgment, we do not consider that any point of general or public importance arises in this case. Rather, it is a matter of applying the law to the specific facts of the present case. Nor are we satisfied that any substantial miscarriage of justice will occur if leave is not granted. This is to do with the arguments that have been happening in the Supreme Court over the last 24 hours or so over whether or not this person could be named. The court's final judgment out just in the last minutes is that the suppression orders of the applicant for his conviction for the murder of Ms. Lane and subsequent convictions can now lapse. Well, the reporter who has been covering this for RNZ is Sarah Robson. Sarah, good morning.
Morena, Catherine.
A lot of people have asked why this person's name was suppressed this morning. We can tell people more. Please just tell us the significance of this decision.
Yeah, so this Supreme Court judgment this morning means that for the first time, more than 2 years after Jesse Kempson was arrested and charged with murdering Grace Mullane, he can now be named by the New Zealand media. Now, This follows a Court of Appeal judgment last week in the Mullane case where he lost his appeal against his conviction and sentence for murdering Grace Mullane. Now, at that point, name suppression was meant to lapse. However, his legal team made a last-ditch appeal to the Supreme Court to keep those suppression orders in place. Now, along with naming Jesse Kempson, we can now reveal that he has subsequently been convicted of a raft of sexual violation offences relating to two other women. Now, he faced a further two judge-alone trials in the High Court this year in October and November. Now, in the first of these trials, he was found guilty of 8 charges for the sustained physical, sexual, emotional and financial abuse of an ex-girlfriend. Now, on those charges, he was jailed for 7.5 years. In the second trial, he was found guilty of raping a woman he had met on Tinder and jailed for 3.5 years. It is important to note that he is appealing his conviction and sentence in both of those cases. Now, of course, he is already serving a life sentence with a minimum non-parole period of 17 years for murdering Grace Mullane. And after that Court of Appeal decision last week, his legal team have indicated that they will be challenging that in the Supreme Court as well.
The significance of this is, and I'm sure you've heard it, Sarah, people asking, in fact, we've seen people taking actions into their own hands and facing court action themselves over why this name suppression existed in the first place and was continued beyond the conviction for Grace Mullane's murder. We now can see why that's been the case.
That's exactly right. So these women had gone to the police after Jesse Kempson was arrested for Grace Mullane's murder. And of course, those charges have been pending before the courts at the time of the murder trial. So these trials were due to happen initially that they were meant to be jury trials, which was one of the key reasons for name suppression continuing to be in place. However, he elected these trials to be judge alone, meaning they are not heard before a jury. They are just heard before a judge who makes a decision on the verdicts and then subsequent sentencing. So with those two trials done and dusted, so to speak, being convictions being entered and sentences, that name suppression argument basically falls away, hence the Supreme Court's decision this morning.
However, legal advisors to Jesse Kempson continued undoubtedly at his bidding, continued this all the way, this bid to keep the name suppression all the way up to the Supreme Court, arguing as recently as yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. It's been a fairly protracted process over the last sort of few days, really, subsequent to that Court of Appeal decision coming out. The court had indicated earlier on in the week a decision had been made that name suppression would lapse on that judgment coming out, and of course this then sparked that subsequent legal action by Jesse Kempson's legal team taking that through to the Supreme Court. Certainly a very last minute, last ditch bid to try and keep his name secret, but ultimately that has the Supreme Court justices were not persuaded by that.
Just more broadly, as this has gone on for so long, as I said, we have had some people sort of take the law into their own hands on social media, and at least one person faced legal action over their decision to name this person. This is what can sometimes, in fact, quite often happen in name suppression cases, isn't it? That in order to protect a fair trial and avoid mistrials, in other cases, a name suppression is carried on in an interim, for the interim, over quite a prolonged period of time. And the reason is, in many cases, to enable other actions to go ahead.
That's right. And I think what probably has complicated this process as well in the Grace Mullane case is, of course, Grace Mullane, British backpacker, family back home in UK, and I don't think there has been a court case that we've seen in New Zealand, aside from perhaps the March 15 mosque shooter, where there has been intense international interest in the court proceedings. Of course, UK media were not necessarily bound by New Zealand's name suppression rules, which meant that overseas media had published his name online and it was being published on social media. So certainly it has raised questions about the application of New Zealand's name suppression laws, and in the context of a case where there is intense media interest and particularly from overseas media. And as you mentioned there, yes, name suppression often does continue on an interim basis while other charges are before the courts. So that is what has happened in this case. And certainly, you know, as I said earlier, it's been 2 years now, more than 2 years, since Jesse Kempson was initially arrested back in December 2018, a week after Grace Mullane disappeared, through now to just before Christmas 2020. So it has certainly been a prolonged period of time.
Today he can be named. Thank you, Sarah. Thanks very much. Sarah Robson, RNZ reporter, just repeating the Supreme Court decision out just a few minutes ago, that name suppression now lapses. There are no more grounds for appeal for the man who murdered British backpacker Grace Mullane, 28-year-old Jesse Shane Kempson, who was sentenced to life in prison with a minimum non-parole period of 17 years for the murder of Ms. Mullane, who was 21 and from Essex in the UK, some 2 years ago now. And what can also be revealed this morning with the lapsing of this name suppression is that he has also been convicted of other sexual violation offences relating to two other women who went to the police after his arrest, including charges for sustained physical, sexual, emotional and financial abuse of an ex-girlfriend, and also for the rape of a woman he met on a dating website.